Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Jaren's Outpost is a bustling city located in the nation of Goldcrest.
A nation that nobody cared about until the king was slain by a bunch of adventurers.
Unfortunately, adventurers did what adventurers do, and they didn't think of the consequences of killing a powerful tyrant, and they promptly left the citizens of Goldcrest to figure it out for themselves.
For now, Jaren's Outpost is a melting pot of religions,
criminals, politics, and paranoia, with everyone keeping everyone else in check.
But all that's about to change. Welcome to the enhanced edition of Jaren's Outpost.
Piss.
Yes.
You're still in the sewers.
All right.
It's sadder than a were-rat wishing it was a were-wolf.
It's running towards you.
I'd like to bring my makeshift weapon into the neck of the were-rat. That's pretty much all I can do at this point.
You slash at Shane with your glass bottle, but you can't really score a hit. He's too close in with you, tearing at you. Speaking of tearing at you, Shane continues to try and bite at any part of your exposed skin, but he can't get a good hit in on you either. You're kind of like boxers hugging each other really tightly, so neither of you can get a good blow in. Yeah, he's like trying to scratch, he's trying to bite, he's trying to do anything, but all he can do is like bite and scratch around you. Periwinkle, you continue to move forward.
I'm now moving forward carefully, checking for traps this time, giving the bird to that stupid tree trunk as I walk past it.
As you continue to move, you see in the concrete floor an odd colored square. You choose to avoid that.
Yeah, yeah.
You see weird colored squares, probably traps.
Thank you.
Leo, you continue to move.
Checking.
Sounds like the mob aren't coming in here.
We found anything of note?
Nah, just lots of crates and boxes. This place looks like it's designed to do what it is currently doing.
Yeah.
Fair. Makes sense. This game has lots of mobs.
It's more like a riot now, to be honest.
When does a mob become a riot? And other philosophical...
Philosophical questions.
Philosophical questions.
Leo, you think you see a light up ahead, and you are kind of wary of it. You're peering at it very closely, paying a lot of attention to it, so you don't notice when you step on a square that clicks down a little bit. It's oddly coloured to the rest.
Was it like an odd colour to the rest?
An arrow fires from where you saw that light. You duck underneath the arrow, it passes overhead.
Oh, boy.
You were alive, Leo.
Piss.
That's a question, Adam.
Uh-huh.
If I'm to shove my hand down his throat and summon my instrument, it won't summon in his throat.
No.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll just cast confusion on him then.
That actually would have been the best.
Summon a loot inside the were-rat.
No, the any summoning spell specifies that you can't do that for that exact reason.
Nah, fair. Pity. Pity.
Oh, it's so good.
You throw your mental net around his mind, and you feel his mind cave in.
Ah, got him.
You got him.
Sweet. What's he doing?
You know that your spell has affected Shane, but you can't really tell from his actions. He continues to attack you.
Ah, god damn it. I got the attack one.
You're still too close together, however, for him to be able to do anything.
That's good.
And you have noticed that as he's been swinging and swinging and swinging, you can see that he's still bleeding very profusely and his swings are getting weaker and weaker and weaker. Whew. Periwinkle, you continue to move.
Continue to move, keeping an eye out for traps.
You see an open crate and you think you hear a baby crying. You walk closer, look in, and you can see like a little stroller. What? The stroller is turned away from you. As you get closer and closer, you look around. In the stroller is a wooden baby that is like a doll, like a child's doll. And its mouth is open. From its mouth is coming the wah, wah, wah. You look at it, and then the little doll head turns to look at you, and the little wooden doll leaps out at you.
Jesus. Can I, like, try to flick it away from me?
As soon as it wraps itself around you, it explodes.
Jesus.
What the fuck?
God, I don't like these sure-foot people. No,
no
thank
and
you.
I feel like Periwinkle would be dumb enough to fall for a crying baby in a warehouse.
Periwinkle would absolutely be like, I've got to help this baby. Oh shit, it was one of them splody babies.
You take 7 points of damage as wood fragments embed themselves deep in.
I'm gonna stop keeping score, I'm in trouble.
Leo.
If you hear a baby, it's not a baby.
I very much like that you're warning each other of the traps that you've already... Like, one of you's always gonna get got by the trap.
As you're walking, Leo, you see a training dummy, like for someone who's practicing martial arts or sword blows or something like that.
I don't know what this is.
You think it, like, moves when you're not looking at it, but you choose to ignore it and keep going. The sun sets. Well, the second sun. And so the light coming from outside has completely diminished, or is completely gone now. You guys are drenched in darkness, and you're going to need light of
is
your
own. Is there anything like a, say... another light source before
well, there
the
is
floor
the fire
or like
the
that.
Back
there is the fire is kind of going out.
Yeah, I meant like as in a clue of maybe where to go. Like
when the light goes out completely, you can see somewhere deep within the facility. There's a light shining.
Right.
It's like a glow, like a sun rising sort of thing, but it's not very bright.
Cool. I think I know where we're going. Over, like, can you look to the whatever direction it was?
You guys have to, like, really yell now to hear each other. You think you're, like, moving away from each other.
Cool. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to cast light.
All right. You cast light.
And
you can use dark vision.
Yeah, cool.
Cast light on my hand.
Right. Your light illuminates the darkness, and with the light in hand, you feel a little better.
Yes. And we're making our way to that thing.
So, confusion? Is that still in effect?
It's still affecting him, yeah.
No, no, no.
I'm not strong enough to roll him into the water to drown him, am I?
He's feeling less and less...
Let's give it a go. Okay. Whilst we're tangling, I'd like to hurl us around into, like, the middle of the sewer so
do
he's beneath me.
Crocodile.
Yeah,
death
try and death roll him into the water. Drown this rat.
Drown this confused
brain
dead rat.
Drown the rat.
You feel like you wouldn't normally be able to do this, but because he's been getting weaker and weaker as he's been bleeding more and more heavily, you roll him over and push him underwater.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Drown the rat.
He continues to try and attack you, though. He sinks his teeth deep into your arm. You take 7 points of damage.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
I'm fine. I've got fucking four potions left.
One of his arms comes up and tries to scratch your face. Huh. Successfully scratches your face, I should say. You take 5 points of damage from that.
Well, good. He's dying.
Whatever, you're drowning a rat. It's easy. Drown the rat.
And
you've
got four potions left.
I'm fine. Five would be
really,
better.
Really awkward if you needed five by the end of this. If you only had one more potion, you would have survived.
What happened to that fifth potion?
I will heal you completely in exchange for five potions. I will give you the weapon in exchange for five health potions exactly.
And I just need to look up disease.
God damn it.
Your wound is in sewage.
Yeah, no.
And also, he's not a clean rat. How does typhoid work?
Feel this.
I feel like this exact situation.
All those people in the wall, they got typhoid. How? They fought were-rats in the sewer. And were bitten.
Periwinkle, you keep moving.
Keep moving, checking for traps with my dark vision.
You see, as you're walking through, two containers open, and you think you can hear running water coming from one of them. You choose to ignore it. You keep moving. You turn a different way.
Don't need that in my life.
You do not need open containers in your life.
Not for me.
Maybe more wood babies.
Yeah. Are we getting closer to the source of the light?
You're slowly making your way towards it, but it's difficult to know exactly because you're... Like, this place, like I said, is designed, you think, to be an actual maze.
Get on top of them. Would it be easier to climb the boxes?
Could I climb the boxes and walk on top of them?
You could certainly try. That'll have to be your next turn.
All right, that's okay.
Leo, did you want to climb this turn?
No, I think like I know enough about traps that I'm like, nah, I think I got this. And plus I'm thinking, no, they're halflings. They think like me. If I was thinking to climb, they might fuck me. So there might be traps on top of every box. Yeah, I'm staying here.
You know how you can get like walls and stuff like that that aren't connected to a ceiling? It's like you get them sometimes in office spaces and stuff like that. You come to a wall that has a door in it. You could climb over it if you want, but you choose instead to open the door. And when you do that, you feel a magical energy sock you in the face. No real artistry to this trap, and that's why you fell for it.
It's just dumb and obvious. It's literally a door.
Does confusion change every round?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, cool. Keep drowning.
You keep him underwater. He continues to try and, like, bite and claw at you.
Yeah.
He can't work his teeth any further than they are already.
but his hands keep scratching at you and he keeps digging into your face slowly.
Is he being drowned, though?
Well, he is underwater, yeah.
Okay, that's cool, cool.
Periwinkle, did you want to try and climb up onto a crate?
I feel like it's such a loaded question, but fuck it, I'm going to try to climb up and see if I can get up on top of the crates.
All right. You can't find purchase properly on the crate. If you want, you can move down a little bit and try again, but that'll be your entire turn to just get up onto the crate.
Yeah, no, I think I'm just going to press on.
Cool. You don't move far enough to encounter another trap this turn.
Oh, damn it, I should have just climbed.
Leo?
Yeah, keep walking and detecting traps as they go.
You turn a corner to a long stretch in between boxes and you're like, oh, fuck no. In a crisscrossing pattern, there's tripwires for like a solid 30 feet. You decide, instead of dealing with this, you're just gonna like run. You charge through it as quickly as you can. Snap, 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 snap. They all break as you're running through and you hear arrows firing behind you, but you get to the other side unmolested.
I don't think I'm that fast.
You are. You're a fast boy.
Yeah.
Piss, do you want to continue to try and keep his head on?
Him.
If you want, you could like try to drink a health potion.
Oh, yeah. Can I do both?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, then I'll do that.
You've easily got him underwater with one arm as you drink a health potion with your other.
Good.
Shane stops trying to claw at you. His hands just go very still, and you see just bubbles coming from underneath. Not that he's dead. He's like, his arms are just not moving.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. That's good.
Periwinkle, would you like to try climbing up again?
I'll try climbing up again, because if I can climb up in one turn, I'll be okay.
You climb up onto the box, and as soon as you climb up above the maze, arrows start flying down from the catwalks above.
Knew it.
Only one of them manages to hit you. You can't see where they are. They're like far enough that your dark vision doesn't allow you to see them. They're somewhere up in the dark rafters.
So I guess I just try to outrun the arrows in the roof.
Up to you, mate.
How much further have I got to go?
Not that much further, but you'd need to take like two rounds of solid arrow fire to get there.
That's rough, and you're not doing so hot.
Oh, no, I'm not. Do I have anything that can help me? Light pollution bomb. I threw that. Would that light up the whole fucking warehouse? It would blind me, though.
If you were a full-blooded orc, it would, but as a half-orc, you'd be fine.
I'm going to throw the light pollution bomb, just so I can see what the hell's going on.
All right, where do you want to throw it?
Just, like, ahead of me, I guess. I called it light pollution bomb because I couldn't remember what it was called. The gold liquid that's the sun. Yeah.
You heft the daylight pellet and chuck it ahead of you. Leo, suddenly the dark is not so dark anymore. The entire warehouse is bathed in a soft yellow glow. You can see perfectly dozens of halflings on the catwalks above, both of you can, firing down at you, Periwinkle. You can see the maze a little bit clearer, but it's still like an incomprehensible mess, even in the light of day.
Can we see the source of the light that was ahead of us?
You probably actually couldn't see it, no, next to the daylight pellet.
If we're looking in that direction, though, can we see where it was coming from now that everything's lit up?
Yeah, you can see like a box fort, if you will.
Cute. So how many halflings?
Maybe 12.
Cool.
Poof. This will be for my next turn, I'm assuming. Could I be strong enough to jump up to the catwalk, grab on, and just pull it down with
me? No, you're not nearly good enough to jump.
That would be so cool.
That would be great. I'd kill so many people at once.
Imagine being able to solidly jump vertically like 6 stories. That's what you're asking.
Yep.
Yep, that's what I'm asking, what I'm Adam. Asking. Can I?
Adam,
no, you cannot.
I guess I'm just going to have to try to leg it.
You're just going to charge down?
Yeah, I'm just going to keep legging it, trying to get ahead of him.
Leo, it's your turn.
Right, I'm just going to keep going the way I was going.
As you're going, trying to be a little bit quicker now because you feel like maybe you can't see Periwinkle, but you know the daylight pellets effects when you see them.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of aware that Periwinkle has thrown it for a good reason. And you imagine maybe he's running as you're running? Unfortunately, all these thoughts distract you from the fact that you are running very quickly into what you thought was concrete, but was actually like quicksand, cleverly disguised as concrete.
I can't help you here, buddy.
That's fine.
By the time you are aware of what's happening, you're already up to your ankles.
Oh, shit.
Not your ankles, your knees.
I'm wee. Yep, okay.
You're not sure because the quicksand is very indistinguishable from concrete.
Mm.
You're not sure how far it extends forwards, but you know you're a good 10 feet into it.
I'm a dickhead. All right.
That'll be something you have to deal with next.
Nah, fair.
Yes.
So what's the sitch?
Chain stops moving. Now, possibly actually dead. His arms collapse in and he stops struggling at all. There's no bubbles anymore.
Okay, that's a pretty clear indication.
Oh, I feel like you just want to be safer.
Might just take this turn to just bring the broken bottle and just jam it into his neck a bunch, just in the hope that that'll take care
of him. Did you break another bottle?
Broke two. Do two in the side of the head.
You stab him a bunch, yeah. But even possibly in his death,
yeah.
His were-rat hide is very difficult to get around.
Rightio, well, I'll stand up and just, like, give it a second.
He floats to the surface. Yeah. Starts floating down with the sewage.
That's fine. I'm going to chug a health potion and keep trying to make my way towards the blood pulp.
All right.
Happy that I've wiped away one death.
With a foot, you gingerly roll him onto his front so that as he drifts, he's face down. You chug a health potion and you start making your way back to the blood cult hideout.
Yeah?
You're still wearing the robes.
Clever.
Didn't take them off.
Periwinkle, as you're charging, two more arrows score hits. You take 11 points of damage in total.
Shit, I'm in trouble.
What are you on?
34.
My maximum health is 40. You're fine.
Yeah, I'm in trouble, though.
You could fall, like, you don't think they'll shoot at you if you jump back into the maze. You have cover, even if they continue.
What are the chances of me jumping down and landing on a trap, though?
Decent.
Didn't even try to hide that one.
If I keep running, how many more turns of arrows do I have to cop? One?
One more turn, yeah, of arrows. And then you're free and clear, if it were.
If I jump down, how many more turns of traps have I got?
Two, I would imagine.
Fuck it. I'm going to keep running.
All right. Then it is Leo's turn.
Grappling hook, rope, forward onto some boxes.
You throw it, it hits the box, but as you're dragging it, you can't latch it or anything.
Yep.
You could try again, that's your turn.
Yep.
All right. This time it's not a very solid thing, but you know how to the side of a crate is like a square, mm-hmm. and then there'll be like a line going from corner to corner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, reinforcement like, panel.
Yeah, a reinforcement strut or whatever you want to call it. Your grappling hook like catches just in the corner there. It's
good
very
enough.
Loose in there though.
You got good enough. Leverage.
You try to pull yourself out, yeah?
Yeah.
Start thinking with Greg Piss.
WWPD.
You get yourself like out of the muck, uh-huh. but you don't travel very far before your hook like tears its way through and you're unconnected again. You're like right. lying on your belly on the quicksand.
Oh, so I've made things worse.
Not really, you're not sinking right now.
Well, that's good.
Because your weight's evenly displaced.
Distribution of weight. Yeah.
That's
I'm
your
assuming.
Turn.
Sure.
Piss, you just keep running?
Yep.
Alright, you're out of this. No one's coming after you.
Yes.
This is home free.
Periwinkle, you continue to
I keep running.
Another volley of arrows is fired.
Just dodge, just dodge, just dodge.
I can cup it.
Only
I
one
like
of them scores a hit.
To your criticals.
Only one.
Oh, that was
yep.
stressful.
You take 1 point of damage.
Am I close down to the box fort?
Yeah, you can leap into the box fort if you want.
Yes.
You could. Well, you run up to the edge, you look in, you see a large inner building, an excavation site. And in the excavation site, you see they've broken through into the sewers below. And there's like ladders and stuff like that. This is obviously how they've been getting in and out. It looks like a very professional setup. There's halflings all around here, all of them with like hard hats on, working about the construction and stuff like that. And they're moving boxes in and out of the sewers. They all turn around. A lot of them are surprised to see you. But some of them, wielding weapons like crossbows, swords and stuff like that, do not seem so surprised.
How many?
In total, there's maybe 60. Wielding weapons, only 10.
Just leap on one.
Mm. You can see also kind of in the middle of everything as well. You know how at a construction site, they have those like prefab buildings?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
a building
yeah.
that's just, you plop it there
yeah.
and it's
yeah.
good to go. You see a 3-story one of those. And up in the top story, in a window, you see a halfling with a shock of red hair, two little green eyes staring at you with a mug of coffee in his hands. He looks quite confused, but also like he might be the foreman here.
Can I make it to the top of the prefab building?
You can't from where you are.
Yeah, I jump in. I'm imagining like almost like a Colosseum type structure.
Yes.
Construction
yeah.
in the middle and then a prefab thing. So I've got to get into the Colosseum and then to get
yeah,
to where
yeah,
they're
yeah.
doing.
Yeah, yeah.
What are halflings like in terms of caring for other halflings within their family?
Very deeply care.
La Familia.
Halflings are all about La Familia.
But if you got halflings with no weapons, what if they got tiny fists?
Mm-hmm. The construction halflings, none of them have red hair. None of them look like the Shorefoot family. They just look like
construction workers
but hired to come out here.
Some of the guys with the weapons obviously have the red hair.
Oh, yeah, a bunch of them have shocks
of red
hair.
In fact, I'm assuming all of them would have red hair because they're short.
Not all of them. Not every Shorefoot has red hair.
But most of,
most of them.
Guys with the weapons are the Shorefoots. Guys with the hard hats are not Shorefoots, is what we're deducing.
Definitely, yeah.
Kill some Shorefoots.
I'm going to jump and try to grab a Shorefoot holding a weapon. I've got improved disarm abilities. I've read that on my sheet.
Yeah.
I'm trying to disarm him and then take him as my hostage.
You basically land on a Shorefoot.
Yeah.
He has this curly reddish hair. That's all you see as you're coming down. He seems incredibly surprised. You catch him unawares.
Can I jump down and just do a full dokes from Dexter and just, surprise, motherfucker?
You can say surprise, motherfucker, if you wish.
I do.
You grab him. Because he's like, you know, the size of a 10-year-old and you're 7 foot tall or whatever.
I'm 6'6".
You hoist him up so that you're carrying him with your arms. You've got one arm around this. He's not a kid, but you'd call him like a kid, basically.
Yeah.
Pinning his two arms to his sides, he drops his weapon. And you hold your, like, bee gauntlet to his neck.
I literally just point it in and I'm like, all right, if you want your boy here to keep his pretty little ginger head, I need to know where my wife is.
I love how much you've just become an 80s action hero.
It's real good.
Leo.
Yes.
What do you do?
So I know the distribution of weight is not sinking me. Could I shuffle? Would I know that shuffling might work, or will that just fuck me good?
So the equation as it sits, you're not sinking.
Doing some math
but if
in
you
my head,
do
yeah.
anything,
move,
the equation sink. Changes. And if the equation changes, maybe you sink.
All right. I'm just going to try and grapple hook again.
All right.
Yeah.
To do that, you'd need to kind of like push yourself up onto your back so you're not distributing your weight so evenly.
That's all right.
That's okay. Okay.
I'll just try and... Okay. I'm going to sink a little bit. But it's for the...
You're able to keep yourself balanced and not sinking. You... throw your grappling hook.
I love the sound effects so much.
They are good.
It lands on top of some of the crates, and as you drag it, you think you got a pretty good foothold on top of one of the crates.
See. All right, let's just pull myself up and maybe try and swing over to the other side towards the fort.
You just pull yourself, and eventually your belly is dragging not along quicksand, but along concrete.
I'm so dusty and gross. I hate this.
You are wet.
I got some cleric vestments you can borrow if you want to change clothes later.
You get to your feet and keep going. Periwinkle. No one's firing at you, but no one's really doing anything. Everyone just seems in shock.
Did anyone respond to my threat?
No. You don't think you're talking to anyone in power right now?
Who the fuck's in charge?
None of them react immediately. Some of the construction guys are starting to inch their way back. And some of the...
Beep, beep, beep.
Actually, I want to also do this one. Put your weapons on the ground and kick them over to me. Also, while doing an intimidating face.
Just your face, real.
The security team looks among themselves, and then one of them, like, kind of hesitantly at first, but eventually, you know, just willingly, drops his sword and kicks it towards you. The others do the same.
That's good.
Leo?
So
you keep going, that's right. Yeah. You get to a massive set of doors, which are the entryway into the box fort.
Detect magic, or detect magic, traps, just detect everything.
You detect no magic, you find a trap. So if the door is open, it looks like it just sets off an alarm.
I'm just going to kind of climb over and do what he did and boop. Or can I try and dismantle this trap?
You can do either one of those things, but on your next turn.
All right.
Okay, so the prefab building, the bottom level doors open. And walking out of them comes the foreman, still holding, like, his mug of coffee. But he seems like it's just he's holding it because he didn't think to put it down. So he's moving with it, and it's spilling everywhere. Also, are three more members of the security team who, between them, have a heavily tied up and somewhat bloodied-looking Bragia. Out of the doorway comes a very elderly-looking halfling. His red hair is dulled to, like, a more coppery color, and his face looks really saggy and just, like, liver-spotted. Everyone else who came out of the building is hurrying towards you. He, however, just stands in the doorway and says, "Well, you're over there. You've got what you want. Why don't you just leave with her now? There's your wife. Off you go."
Gregia?
They let her go, and she, Leo, you climb over, you hop down. You're, like, with,
Oh, fine, I'll just land next to her.
All right.
Good mate, Periwinkle.
Hey.
So she's conscious.
Yeah, she's conscious. She looks a little bloodied, and she's gagged. The, security members let go of her, and she's, her hands are bound, but her feet aren't. She makes her way towards you. The elderly halfling, who you presume to be Papa Surefoot, calls out, "Oh, and members of the security team, if you'd like to grab your fucking weapons and do your job for once." The members of the security team, like some of them who have moved their weapons too close to you, simply draw daggers, but other ones whose weapons are a bit closer, hurry over and quickly grab their weapons. You maybe grabbed some of the weapons, yeah, but
they,
you were like,
had other weapons.
You were in the process of grabbing weapons when this happened.
Yeah, not fair.
So like of the original 10, a full half of them are just armed with daggers, backup daggers they had.
Still holding this boy.
Gragia, like, stands next to you. She gives you, like, a significant look.
Is it a look of thank you, or is it a...
Thank you. It's a look of gratitude.
Cool. So I'm next to them?
She's angry.
Yeah. So I'm next to them, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm just going to cut her wrist.
You cut her wrists loose. She pulls her gag off, and...
I just say the kids are okay, just so you know.
She nods. She's like, you can tell she wants to, you know, she's got like an emotional outburst ready to go, but now isn't the time.
Good.
Like, do you know if they have the weapon in there?
She shakes her head. The weapon?
It'd be a bag.
I don't know.
Get out of the warehouse, please. Wife?
No, there's traps.
Up. You let the boy go, then we'll let you go.
I'm going to take the boy with me to the front door.
Just get Gragia.
You're not gonna make it to the front door with that boy.
Well, it's gonna be really awkward for you. What are you gonna do? Shoot me? Stab me? Attack me? Because when people start attacking me, I get real stressed. I might squeeze real hard and his little pretty head might pop off and fall on the floor.
The elderly halfling pushes away from the doorframe, and as he walks towards you, you realize why he didn't walk towards you, because he needs a cane, and he ambles slowly in your direction.
How close is he?
He's not close.
But like 60 feet.
120, maybe?
Damn.
How many halflings have weapons here?
In total, like 13, yeah.
Alright.
The construction crew is slowly getting into the... Just very slowly getting into the sewers, not wanting to attract too much attention to themselves.
And some of them only have little daggers because they've got rid of their good weapons.
The daylight pellet wears off. You're not plunged into darkness, you're plunged into the dull light from the construction equipment. So, you might squeeze if you get a little tense, might you? Well... If I get a little tense, I might order my men to open fire, and, well, they tend to go for females first.
Just set him off.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you let go of the boy. You leave. And as your little letter said, that can be the end of it. But if you hurt that boy...
Es gibt Tage, da geht einfach alles schief. Im Autoverkehr. Im Porzellanladen. Sogar im eigenen Garten. In solchen Fällen ist es gut, eine gute Versicherung zu haben. Gut im Preis und gut in der Leistung. So wie die WGV. Jetzt zur WGV wechseln und sparen. WGV. Gut versichert und gut ist.
That was so perfectly timed. Also, I've realized I'm holding my arm up like I've got the pain.
But if you hurt that boy, let's just say, he rolls his eyes, I've amassed a long amount of skills over a storied career.
Is it being an old fuckwit and taking a long time to explain shit?
Says the person who sends a 2-page letter.
You kidnapped my wife.
It's just business, my friend.
As they're kind of having this discussion, like, back and forth, I'm just going to go and try and slowly just make my way to the nearest halfling. Very, very slowly.
You slip away. If that were the Colosseum, as Handsome Tom described it,
yeah.
You, Leo, are slowly making your way counterclockwise around the stadium. So the hole is in between you and pretty much everyone else.
Okay.
Majority of people are all on the opposite side facing towards Periwinkle.
Great. All right, I'm going to keep trying to... Slowly, and while they have their little discussion, to around the sides.
How about I got a better idea? I give you the boy back, you tell me what you guys are doing with the weapon, and I don't kill everyone in this room.
What we're doing with the weapon? We're going to use it to take over the city.
See, I wish you just had a said we're going to use it to do something, but then you had to say we're using it to take over the city. So, not right now, but at some point, I'm going to wrap my hands around your neck and I'm going to break it.
That's going to be difficult, riddled with bullets. From inside the building, you hear a weird mechanical sound. And then, ripping through the middle of that prefabricated building, hundreds of bullets at once start peppering where you guys are.
They open the... Fuck. They're firing at a boy.
The last thing you hear before bullets start piercing your supple, precious flesh is Papa Shorefoot. Sorry, kid, but we needed the time.
It was a stall off.
All right, I try to jump out of the way. You know what? I'm going to break this kid's neck and then jump out of the way. I assume Greggy's also doing her own thing, trying to not get killed.
Presumably, yeah. So, out of the 100 poorly placed bullets, one of them finds you. You take 3 points of damage from a glancing blow.
But
this sheer volume terrifies you.
This is a fucking Gatling gun.
Yeah.
The gnomes invented a Gatling
gun. Goddamn fucking gnomes.
How do they crack the code?
So, Periwinkle, you're first.
Well, obviously it's just get the fuck out of the way. Also crush kid in my arms.
With a snap, you break his neck. He goes limp.
And I throw him at the nearest fucking halfling with a weapon as like a, there, take that, and try to get out of the way.
You heft the halfling, throw him as hard as you can, but throwing a body is different to throwing a bee pellet or a knife, and the body does not go nearly far enough.
That's all right.
You charge in the direction of the nearest piece of cover, a large like pile of just like dirt that they've overturned. Then Gregia charges forward and slams bodily into a halfling. She floors him and then starts crushing his head.
Yes! That's my girl!
What a woman!
You hear like a crack and then a splurt of blood. She comes up covered in more gore, wielding the halfling's dagger.
Can I throw her the loot as well at this point?
I'll say that when you guys were standing next to each other, you passed it to her.
Good.
Loot in one hand and a dagger in the other.
Oh, I've never been more in love with you in all my life.
That's beautiful.
A volley of bullets slams into Gregia.
Don't dare.
Two bullets hit her. One hits her in the neck. Another one hits her dead in her chest. You see she, like, sways a little bit and drops both of her weapons.
No.
She takes 9 points of damage from the one that hit her neck. And the one that got her in the heart deals 24 points of damage and one constitution bleed. Every round, she loses a point of constitution.
How alive is she?
She collapses.
Fuck you.
Get undercover and save Bay.
Six of the halflings that you saw up on the catwalk before appear on the catwalk here and fire down at you, Leo.
Oh, I was being sneaky.
Not sneaky enough, apparently.
The ones on the ground didn't spot you, but these ones did.
Bullshit.
I guess they got a bird's eye view.
Yeah.
Captain Bird's Eye.
Two arrows hit you. One of them hits you right in your jugular.
At
first you're like, my jugular. But as you bring up a hand to press against it, you don't feel any bleeding. The arrow seems to have, like, covered up the wound it made.
That's the kind of thing you pull out later and deal with.
Yeah.
That's a later
6
problem.
6 points of damage.
That's a later problem. Yeah. It's fine.
Just leave it there till you die.
Yeah.
Then the other Shorefoots, just in the construction site, back off and take defensive positions wherever they can.
Mm-hmm.
Leo, it's your turn.
All right.
One of them is pretty close to you, like one on the ground. He obviously can't see you. He's got his back to you. You could sneak up and take him.
Yeah, I'm going to sneak up and take him and try and make my way to the weapon, but like keeping out of the front cone, I guess.
The weapon at this point has just destroyed the mid-level of the building. You all know what a Gatling gun looks like.
Yeah.
It's being operated by 3 halflings, one of them up the back holding the triggers and the like the handle to guide it, another one feeding ammunition into it, and the third one just like about doing miscellaneous stuff like picking up ammunition, making sure it doesn't jam, that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The bullets have torn through the mid-level of the building, giving them a perfect firing line for you guys.
Attack that guy.
Yeah. You run up behind him. You launch yourself at him and try to stab him in the back. But at the last second, he sees you coming and tries to roll out of the way. One of your daggers misses and just hits the sandbag he was in front. But your other dagger slams into his chest. You deal 21 points of damage to him, killing him.
Okay, cool.
Roll his body onto me.
Clever.
Alright. Then it is Periwinkle's turn.
I run to my wife. Can I throw some bees as I run to my wife?
Yeah, sure.
Can I throw the bees into the guys on the Gatling gun?
No, that's too far.
Alright, so I B3 and go to my wife.
You kill two of them and wound the third.
Excellent. And I drop to my knees in front of my wife.
She's still bleeding. Breathing.
And also bleeding.
Well, yeah, she's presumably also bleeding. Every time her heart beats, another little spurt of blood comes out. You are hopelessly unable to even begin to know what you need to do to help her right now. Her eyes flutter open and she looks at you.
It's gonna be okay. We've done this before. We've been in this kind of jams before where we're punching our way out. We've got this.
She growls. And through her growl, you see her bloodied teeth. She slowly rolls over and tries to get to her feet. She charges at the little sand mound where you killed two halflings. And the third halfling, who's like swatting at bees, has to deal with a 250-pound... angry, fucking enraged orc creature. She lands on him like a force and starts tearing into him. But the entire time, you see that she's trailing a lot of blood. She is in what we in the biz call a barbarian rage. You've seen her like this before.
I was just told that I couldn't patch her up because I don't know what to do.
You could try, but like, you don't know what you'd be doing. It'd be luck if you helped. You're afraid she might fight to the death. Like, she's not really all there right now.
Fuck.
The woman you know and love has been replaced by a different woman you know and love.
More.
The Surefoots have their turn. The ones undercover aren't coming out anytime soon. The six on the catwalk fire again at you, Leo.
Dead body in the way.
Three of them manage to hit. While you do have that body and two arrows impact in that body that you would have taken otherwise, three of them, who no longer need to deal with a running halfling, now get to just steady their aim and fire down into you. You take 13 points of damage in total. You're on 6 hit points.
Fuck me.
Christ.
The machine gun continues. The Gatling gun, whatever, continues. It can't hit Gregia. It's just kicking up sand next to her. One bullet pierces your sternum. And then... Oh, actually, they don't know Leo's there. So, one more shot at Gregia, and one more shot at you. Oh. Well, the shot at Gregia...
Oh, no.
...is a critical hit.
Oh, Jesus.
No. And the shot at you... ...is a critical miss.
Yes, I hope something kills those little bitches, which is usually what happens.
Oh no.
Okay, I'm genuinely worried because this is the first time I've seen Adam have emotion in this game that wasn't glee. Adam, is my wife dead?
You're a little widow.
Eye patch for you. Triple damage, a D2 con drain. She's already losing 1 point of constitution around. -4 on perception checks and ranged attacks until healed. So she takes triple damage again, a further 30 points of damage. And man, she loses 2 points of constitution. So she's on -4 constitution now and 63 points of damage. She is still standing. But
what a fucking hero.
You think she's standing simply because she's in shock and doesn't realize she's dead yet. So, a barbarian rage means that you get extra hit points. But at the end of that rage, that hit points, like, go away. You actually get negative hit points. When a barbarian rage ends, she will actually be at negative 11. So...
You die at negative 10, don't you?
Eh. So, she has 3 rounds, and if she isn't healed in those 3 rounds... She loses her rage and dies. Actually, she's losing constitution every round. 2, maybe 1 round, depending.
Adam, I can't heal my wife, can I? Okay, no, that's all right.
You gotta do this.
Oh, cool.
Good. I hope it's something. Yes.
The halflings start freaking out. The Gatling gun stops firing. You bore yourself 3 rounds.
Oh, lucky.
Yes. Good. I have 2 rounds to save her. 1 round to just rip Papa Shortfoot in half.
1 or 2 rounds, depending on the constitution drain she takes next turn.
I feel like maybe one of the halflings got to have a health potion on them somewhere. You wouldn't go into battle without a half, but then you're.
But yeah, but
you're spending a turn checking for health potions,
looking for health potions.
Leo,
can I check this person's body for anything, and then also hide?
You can, although you think the likelihood of finding a health potion on a street thug is unlikely.
Okay, then I hide, because I don't want to get got.
Okay. You don't literally bury your head in the sand, but you metaphorically bury your head in the sand. No, wait. Both. You dig into the sand mound and obscure yourself from above.
Awesome.
You're hidden. So, Periwinkle?
Well, you know, I let out a big roar of orc roar, and I've run over to my wife to try to do something.
You grab her chest, and she puts a hand over your hand. She looks you in the eyes, and through, like, blood, she tries to say something, but anytime she opens her mouth, just more and more blood. Her face is horribly disfigured. She's missing an eye, if you didn't know.
It's okay.
Eye patch for you, so...
She's still beautiful to me.
A little bit of her face has been blown away. You see her trying to mouth something, but you can't tell exactly what. You maybe, like, trying to make out the words, and you realize she's, like... You know what she's saying. Because you see her lips moving, and you've heard this tale 100 times. It's like... Every time when you or your kids or even Grook, when you rip your clothes or tear something, when she's sewing it back together, she has this little song that she likes to sing as she sews.
Adam.
And the song is how you sew something back together.
So I know.
Out of her pocket, you pull needle and thread.
I know how to sew something back together.
Chanting to yourself the nursery rhyme that she chants, you sew, like, you reach into her. And you begin sewing parts of her back together. She's no longer taking constitution damage. 3 rounds to heal her.
Jesus, so I still need a potion of some kind.
Yep. Blood. Or someone who can cast a healing spell.
I can't stabilize her just myself.
No, you can't grant her hit points. Not from a heal check.
Jesus.
Her turn. 2 rounds left.
I feel like I'm in Majora's Mask and you're the clock moon.
Dawn of the second day.
She mouths, thank you. Aww. Then the woman you know and love is gone, replaced by that other woman you know and love. She charges in. Her weapons have been long abandoned. And she launches onto another one of the Shorefoots.
Well, that's another one down.
Mm-hmm. You darling.
She comes up, having, like, torn out her jugular with her tusks and torn his arm off with her arms.
Oh, I love you so much.
The Shorefoots near her scatter in fear.
This,
so I have...
Surefoots.
I have antitoxin.
How many rounds did I say?
I feel like I
four?
Can use the antitoxin.
Three.
So there's four... No, there's 5 Surefoots left here on the ground.
Yep. 8 on the ground.
8 on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's 6 up on the rafters.
And there's 6 more.
All right. And I can't tie anything to my longbow. I've tried.
Yeah. Not there.
It's the Surefoots now. Like I said, a bunch of them scatter. None of them want to get near Gregia. One of them... haphazardly fires a crossbow at you, Periwinkle. He misses and drops his weapon and continues to fall back with the rest of them. The 6 on the catwalk above fire down. They can't see Leo anymore, so who don't they like? You and Gregia. Equal shots both.
Yeah, yeah.
Gregia takes 1 hit, you take 2.
That's all right. Well, I'm okay.
Gregia takes 2 points of damage. You take 6.
That's all right. I'm still going.
Look, man, you're powering through.
We basically, in order to save my wife, I'm going to need to fluke my way onto some kind of healing item, which neither of us possess, and that none of the people that we've killed so far possess.
Maybe Papa Shortfoot might, or there might be some in the...
He's old, he'd have potions.
That was the Shorefoots. The ones up on the Gatling gun... hurriedly try to clear the jam, but they can't. All you can see coming out of the box right now is the heavy smoke from the heat of the barrels.
Mm-hmm.
Leo, it's your turn.
Can I get anywhere and still be undercover?
You can get into the building. That'd be your turn, though. And you'd be under a lot of cover.
Get into the building, undercover, try and not get shot by those dickheads up top.
Right. You charge into the bottom level of that prefab building, round behind Papa Surefoot. As you're running past, or running behind him, he turns around and you hear him call out, "What the bloomin' hell? He's not one of ours, is he?"
Can I get him?
Nah, you're not close enough.
All right, fair.
Also, he's got like a couple guards around him.
Nah, fair.
You kick down the door and you're in the bottom level. You see, it's like kind of an office situation. They have desks and chairs, and tied to one of the chairs is Flip Shamrock. She's bound, gagged, and looks bloody.
Holy Flip Shamrock!
She looks up as you come in, and you hear her through the gag.
Flip Sham! God, I'm glad I don't have a pot.
Yeah, you do. You have, what's her
name? Oh, well, that broad.
But you don't actually give a shit about her.
If they were like, "We kidnapped her," I'd be like, "Well, that's one thing off my plate."
If you marry her, her family's money solves your problem with the halfling houses.
Well, look, cleared one debt, on my way to clearing another.
It's fine.
Classic piss.
Okay, so, Periwinkle. Your wife is slowly making her way towards Papa Surefoot, who looks a little worried.
So I'm thinking I'm just going to have to kill them because I hope that a health potion falls out. Or my longbow. If I shot from where I am and I'd be able to hit Papa Surefoot in the head.
Yeah, you could.
Would it kill him?
Maybe. He looks old and frail, but he also looks experienced and worldly.
The other... All right, my other option is, can I longbow one of the cunts trying to fix the gun?
Yeah, you could.
Because that'll buy me more time, because they need three people to make it work.
It looks like they need three.
All right. You know what? At this point, I don't think Periwinkle's going to be thinking about his bow.
I think Periwinkle's going to be thinking about his fists.
I think I'm just going to try to smash my way to Papa and, bring it on.
You barrel forwards. All right.
Don't.
You, as you're running, just smack one of the Surefoots. Not even, like... Like, you just, as you pass him, you hit him.
Yep.
Caving half of his face in and killing him.
Good.
And you deal 5 points of damage to yourself.
That's what's always going to happen.
Look, that's fine.
Then you slam another one as you're running past. On your left-hand side this time, you punch him just casually as you're going. Just like a pap. Like a one punch.
Just a little jab to the...
You clock him in the gut, lifting him up a little bit off the ground. He takes... 12 points of damage, also dying, and you take 6 points of damage.
Let me know when I'm on 2. Thanks, Adam.
You're on 5.
Oh, boy.
Oh, golly, golly.
Oh, golly, golly,
I figured it's close enough to let you know.
Yeah, no, I thought I was on at least 10 now. That's bad.
Maybe not use the...
This next punch, I'm not going to use them gauntlets, even though they give me so much extra strength.
You're getting a lot closer to Papa Surefoot. Next turn... You'll probably, depending on what they do, if they run away, then maybe not. But if they stand their ground, then the next turn, you'll probably be in front of Papa Surefoot.
Good.
Gregia roars in agreement and charges with you.
Yes, maybe she'll get to Papa Surefoot before I do.
Yeah.
She does what you could only have dreamed of.
Oh, I love her so much.
Picks up a halfling and throws him into another halfling. You don't think she killed either of them, but neither of them are getting up.
That's the dream.
That is the dream.
You are a power couple. I was going to say, you're my favorite power couple.
She loses a round. The Surefoots spend another turn, first off, getting that Gatling gun back online.
One more turn to go on that thing.
It's now just Papa Surefoot and two guards flanking him. Both of them look around in doubt, and Papa Surefoot yells, "Well, what are you going to do? Just sit down and let him kill you."
I'm in trouble.
They level light crossbows at you.
Uh-oh.
Periwinkle?
Yes, Adam?
You feel like you've been socked in the chest, and then everything goes dark.
God.
No one's outside. No one knows what's happening.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Good luck, Leo. Good luck, me. Okay.
Yep. Leo, rush over to Flip Shamrock?
Yeah, have I untied her?
Like, maybe the first thing you do is you take off her gag, sure, and as you're untying her or cutting her free... She just keeps saying over and over again, "I'm so sorry, I fucked up,
okay.
I fucked up,
okay.
I fucked up too,
I love you, I'm so sorry, what's going on? Are you okay? Can she heal?"
She's a bard. She has all the same powers that Greg Pierce has.
Yay!
Hun, good
hun,
piss.
Hun,
You need to go out there. You need to save Periwinkle and his wife. I'm going to go upstairs. I love you. Can you just maybe throw me a heel quick? And I'll just run up.
What?
But the gunling on, they've turned it on. Just heal me. I love you. And I'll be right back.
She grabs you by the arm, pulls you in and kisses you. And as she does that, you feel healing energy channeled from her into you. You recover 6 hit points.
Fantastic. Go outside. I don't know what they are, but they were in a rough shape when I left them, and I run upstairs.
You leave her downstairs. So, Periwinkle, a very important, if you will, highs or lows?
Oh, my God.
Oh, lows.
Lows?
Yeah. Should I change that, Adam?
Would you like to?
Oh, no. No, what's the thing about the
it's only the three's
old. You always switch.
No, that's not that situation.
It's not even close.
The tiger's behind the
that's
door.
That's only three. That's with three, not with two. With two switching doesn't change your odds at all. Don't switch.
Has Jackson ever steered you wrong before?
Do you know what? I feel like in this instance, no. So I'm not going to switch.
But yeah, that's only if it's options of three.
Yeah,
if there's three, you always switch. If there's two,
all right.
You don't necessarily have to switch. I'm sorry if I led you wrong.
Oh, God.
We're so sorry if we led you wrong. But hey, that's just odds.
Oh, fuck.
So, Leo.
Yep.
You get up.
Wait, you're not going to tell me?
No. You'll find out when you wake up.
If you wake up.
Yeah. A good point.
Wait. The highs and lows weren't for me, were they?
No.
In a way, they were.
But they were more for Greg, yeah?
Yes.
Oh my God, I could have just killed my wife and not know.
So.
Adam.
Leo, you charge up to the second floor. You get there as soon as the three halflings manning the gun. One of them you hear call out in halfling. Finally, we got it going again.
Am I behind one?
Yeah.
Cool, stab.
What? Prison shanks the gunner from behind. He collapses into a puddle, screaming in agony.
Yep.
The other two halflings whip around and one of them says, "You're not one of us."
Nothing personal, mate.
Periwinkle.
No, wait. This is all personal. They kidnapped my bet. Yeah,
Paul. Greg Line would be pop a little low senses regards. Sure.
There we go. Pop a little low senses regards.
If only you thought to say that instead of just screaming with tears in your eyes.
I mean, that's a far more Leo.
I would say pump a little of sense in the
Yeah, yeah, that's just something. That's something fucking
crying.
I'm
just screaming and crying.
Okay.
This is like nice guys, you know?
Yeah, it's good.
Periwinkle, both of them draw rapiers and try to charge you. One of them, as he charges you, he's just a kid. You knock his blades aside and kick him past you. The other one, though, is a little bit more practiced. He skewers you in the thigh. You take just 1 point of damage. It's a light blow.
I'm mad at him.
I can't use the gun anymore, though.
That's Leo, it's your turn.
Just stab one and stab the other.
You try to stab at the kid, but when you, like, push past him and kick him past you, you kick him out of your range. You swipe at nothing. The other one, with a practiced defensive maneuver, he knocks your blade aside in a similar way you did to the kid. They raise both of their rapiers, now on either side of you.
Shit.
They do that thing that halflings do. Sneak attack.
Ah.
Leo, paying attention to both of them is difficult, and you open yourself up a lot to blows having to defend from two angles. One of them, the experienced one, goes low and nicks you on the leg. You nearly topple over, but you grab the attack from the younger one and jab it into the older one. You don't cause damage to either of them, but they don't cause damage to you either. Your turn, Leo.
I'm going to attack the experienced one.
2, 3, 4, 8. You move back into the kid and near where the stairs are. Both of them get a free attack on you. The kid nicks you with his rapier. You take 4 points of damage.
Fuck.
You're on 7.
Okay, not doing great.
Their turn. The kid moves back. He's standing on the stairs now. The older one moves forward. They attack. You're focusing all of your attention on the older, like, more important one. And so deflecting blows just from him, and he comes at you like a fucking furious machine. He's stabbing it all different ways, trying to lower your guard.
Mm-hmm.
The kid stabs you once in the leg. You cry out in pain, but keep focusing on the guy who's definitely knowing what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You take 2 points of damage.
Okay.
Not too bad.
Okay.
Not too bad.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just going to attack with both of them again.
Try to hit both of them.
You got any luck skills here?
Nah.
I'm just going to attack the good guy. The
just nice focus guys. On him?
Yep.
Instead of attacking the kid, you turn around and just focus on the adult. Just stabbing, stabbing, stabbing. You go high, you go low. You go high, you go low. Get him into a pattern.
Rope.
And then when he's expecting a pattern, you go high, high. When you do that, you stab your dagger deep into his neck. He deflects your lower blow with your other dagger, but you score a hit on him.
Hmm.
You wound him, but you don't down
him. Damn it. Fuck. Should have activated that poison.
Fuck.
It was the other dagger hit him with anyway.
Nah, never mind. Forget I said anything.
They move.
Hey, that dagger killed you, mate.
The kid can't do anything. He tries to charge back up the stairs to get you, but you kick him again and he falls backwards. When you're on one foot, though, the older one kicks you in the leg.
Shit.
You hear your leg break and then you fall to the ground. He stabs downwards.
Fuck me.
You take 5 points of damage. You're on zero.
You're staggered.
So, staggered.
Jesus.
Every round, you can make one action. If you want, you can make two actions, so attack twice, but you go to -1.
Okay.
At the end of your turn.
Okay.
So, you can only attack once now. You're like staggering around, swaying.
Oh, so stressful.
The experienced one, it sounds like he's calling out from the end of a tunnel to you. He calls out, "Feeling a little tired there, mate."
Right. I am going to attack...
Which dagger?
The dagger of thundering.
He doesn't expect you to open with the thundering dagger. So you get him. Just like, it's a simple blow. There's nothing to it. You just stab him in the chest. He looks down at it, up at you. You pull it out, stab him again. You hit him again. When you pull it out the second time, he sways a little bit and then says... You know what? I'm feeling a little sleepy too. He falls backwards.
Look at that classic halfling sense of humor.
This is really like an 80s action film.
All the villains have quips.
I want to turn around and just to that guy and just like, run.
He drops his rapier and says, "I don't get paid enough for this anyway." He leaves.
80s movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I want to crawl ever so slowly towards the edge.
You look over the edge. You see a lot of bodies and nothing else. You can't spot Gragia. You can't spot Periwinkle. You can't spot Flip Shamrock. And you can't spot Papa Surefoot.
So I start staggering down.
As you start staggering down the stairs,
can I, like, check
you hear
health
Flip
potions?
Sham's voice from down below. Leo! Leo! She like slams up against the stairs, starts running towards you. Leo!
Flip Sham! Am I dead?
She picks you up and starts carrying you down the stairs. You fall unconscious.